It's the live Saturday edition of the program here with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. They are free. freetalklive.com. Unlike certain talk show hosts like, oh, I don't know, Rush Limbaugh, that want to charge you for their websites, we give it away free. You get the archives and the interactivity and all that stuff. Chat room, webcam, everything. All of it free at freetalklive.com. And you can actually create the content of the site as well. This is not some top-down, we tell you what's important website. This is where you tell us what's important. You submit different things to the site. Others vote on them. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Many more people see them, including us. So go on over to freetalklive.com. Interact and enjoy, because it's free. We continue taking your phone calls, and you can call in about whatever's on your mind. Also, in the first hour, in case you were just tuning in, we've been talking about the Rush Limbaugh slut controversy and name-calling and how, you know, Rush Limbaugh is getting targeted for this, but yet this happens all over the place. It happens on liberal talk shows. It happens on conservative talk shows. It's just that Rush Limbaugh gets the brunt of, you know, the blowback, if you will, because he's Rush, and he's the king of the hill. And fact is, when you're number one, more people pay attention to you. When you're number one, you've got more haters than everybody else. That's just the way it goes. You don't get to success without having people hate you on the way there. It's not possible.
A lot of people, most of this, the complaints are coming from people who aren't in the media. I mean, a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, more on the right, but certainly some people on the left, have come out in support of Rush in this circumstance because they know how difficult this job is. To say what is in your mind, make it come out in words, and be successful every single time, it's impossible.
Oh, yeah, you're going to bomb out.
Yeah, you're going to. And the idea that people are calling for, you know, Rush for suspension and all this other stuff, for one, who's going to suspend the guy?
But Premier Radio Networks could suspend him, his syndicate.
I suppose they could.
They've got all kinds of fill-in hosts that they could bring in instead.
If he decided he didn't want to be suspended, though, I mean, he can jump ship and create his own syndicate in a moment.
He's probably contractually obligated to a certain period of time. Like Tom Likas was contractually obligated to CBS Radio when they flipped the format of the station that he was on in L.A.
He may have in his contract he can't be suspended, for all we know.
Who knows what his contract says. But I know in the case of Tom Likas, when he was fired from CBS, he still had to honor his contract. So he couldn't be on terrestrial radio at all for like 3 years.
Yeah, well, look what happened with Imus. I mean, he was back on and within a year. I mean, maybe even a shorter period of time. So, you know, these suspensions and firings and things like that really don't do anything to do anything really, but they push the cause of the person making the complaint. And as far as I'm concerned, this is
an awful cause. I mean, to demand money for birth control, to demand, you know, she wanted the college to pay for it.
She wanted,
or taxpayers.
Taxpayers, of course, would be, you know, be the
well, because most colleges are supported by taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, in one form or another.
Look, by the way, I support birth control. I think birth control is a good thing.
It says she wanted the Jesuits who run her college to pay for her birth control pills. So, I mean, I guess
unless
the
it's a completely private college, which is very rare, they probably take money from the government.
They do. I mean, money's fungible, I suppose, but I wouldn't really call that. It's not fair to say taxpayers would have to bear that. I mean, although they are getting tax money, it's not what's the reason for it.
I think you should pay for your own sexual proclivities, whatever they are.
Yep.
And take responsibility for your ability to create life. In my case, I did that.
Or do it recreationally, whatever. You know, I mean,
do what recreationally?
Having sex. Whatever I do recreationally doesn't necessarily mean that you should have to pay for it.
Absolutely.
I like ski-doing or whatever. Does that mean you should have to buy me a jet ski? Silly.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. We'll go to, I believe, Annie's on the line listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Hey, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're great.
Right.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling. Of course, I listen to Rush. I listen to everybody because I think it's important in order to form an opinion, to listen to all sides and mm-hmm. form it based on that. So I listen to conservative and radicals and whatever. But my point was very strange that I felt it was very strange that nobody ever brought up the idea that he had said after the slut and prostitute thing, when making the point about how we were paying for everything, and to add to the ridiculousness of the whole situation that started out as a whole different issue, he said that being that we're paying for it, we all should get to watch.
Yeah, get the video.
Oh my.
I was so shocked. I mean, when he said, I was more shocked at that than I was at the slut prostitute. Right?
That's an interesting observation. I hadn't heard that part of the story.
Yeah, as if.
And I'm surprised that it eluded others in the press, especially his enemies, even. I'm surprised they missed that one. Because
Rush would present himself as, this wholesome, conservative kind of a guy.
No, I don't think he does. He says, talks about adult beverages on a regular basis. I don't think he presents himself.
You don't think? No.
No, I think he
certainly doesn't
pander to that group.
Present himself as somebody who would. Be watching people having sex, or suggest that we would want to be in on any of that. That's a presumption he made.
Yeah, all it brought up in my mind when I heard the statement was, oh my God, Rush wants to watch this woman have sex. What was he going to be doing? And,
bang! And he is absolutely gay.
Thanks, yeah. Annie, for pointing that out tonight. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I just think everything's just gotten so out of hand. I really fear for this country at this point. Anyway, I thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah,
thanks for bringing up that mind-searing image that I had, Annie. I may never be the same.
1-855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Muriel, listening in Northern California to KGOE. Muriel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say that Rush is a very funny man.
Agreed.
I might agree with that. And he was making a joke. He didn't really say she was a slut or a prostitute. The joke was, which I got the joke, I wasn't offended at all. But he had said he figured out the math, $3,000 a year. She's having sex three times a day then. And then he's all, well, because I heard him live, you know. And you guys obviously didn't, but he said if she's having sex three times a day, she must be a slut. And then the prostitute.
What does that make her? I believe is what he said. What does that make her? What does it make a person who's doing that? Yeah,
which is of course not true at all.
It's kind of rhetorical. Well, a person having
three times a day for a whole year.
Having three times a day with the same partner. That doesn't make you a slut.
Well, I'm just saying.
Certainly, Randy.
This was a joke.
Horny?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's what it comes down to.
The rest of the joke was, if I have to pay for her sex,
yeah.
Then what does that make me up? I'm a pimp and she's a prostitute if I'm paying her. You know, and it was a joke and it was.
Did he call himself a pimp?
Pardon?
Did he call himself a pimp?
If I have to pay for her contraception, that would make me a pimp. Yeah, he said that. And he also said, that would make her a what? You know, he'd say that, and then he answered, you know, that would make her a prostitute if I'm paying her for
not technically accurate. Prostitutes charge money for their services, but all that said.
It's a joke, and
I
agree.
And they've turned this just out of hate, you know. I
feel like he missed his opportunity. You know, as a comedian, you're going to have good jokes and bad jokes. Ask any comedian. Some are going to bomb.
Sure.
And this is people taking the opportunity to go after the king of the hill for a bad joke, a bad analogy, whatever it was. Obviously,
he's trying to
be entertaining all the time. Well, take a look. I mean, take a look at Comedy Central and find out if you don't find some tasteless jokes going on there. They happen all the time. But, you know.
And it's true that jokes do tend to be at someone's expense. But thank you, Muriel, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
They don't have to be. There's puns. There's all kinds of jokes that don't necessarily go at people's expense. Rush says that all jokes have to be at somebody's expense, and I don't think that's necessary.
He
has said that on the air.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. He still, totally blew it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,701.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,743.69, $871.85 for a half ounce, or $435.92 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,743.69, $871.85, and $435.92.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am
call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. You may bring up what you want. You can also take control of the airwaves here and join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features that we give to you there, and you can enjoy them all for free. And some of those features include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and get the show notes, get the links to the stuff that we talk about on the air. And those are posted pretty much every night after the show over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I talk to people in the liberty movement all the time that want more liberty-oriented music. And music's great because people who, you know, get the ideas of liberty can enjoy the music, and so can people who don't. It spreads the message in a smooth and easy manner, and I've recently found a new band called Raja Mojo. They're advertising on Free Talk Live, obviously. I'm reading a live read for them. But I took the opportunity to listen to all their songs that I could find, and I found several times this week that I was, sort of singing some of them in my head. So go to YouTube and search Raja Mojo. And listen to their songs. I think they're great, and I think you'll enjoy them, too. I like the song particularly Everybody Knows. They do a cover of the Leonard Cohen song, and it's great. It's Raja Mojo. It's spelled R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. And you can buy the songs at CD Baby and support independent, liberty-oriented music. Raja Mojo.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts, observations on the Rush Limbaugh slut situation, the controversy, and whatever else is on your mind as well. Let's go, ladies first. First to Allie, listening in northern Arkansas. You're listening to, I believe, KU Band, Allie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell you folks, everybody ought to get a grip. I don't know where this conversation got to be 180 degrees out, but I listened to what the woman had to say. She wasn't even talking about herself. She was. She wasn't talking about sex or birth control. She was talking about a friend of hers who had a hormonal problem with her menstrual cycle, that the birth control pills helped. And
she wasn't talking. Hold on, I've seen transcripts where she was talking about the amount of sex being had by students at her school.
Well,
so,
that's not her. You know, she was talking about a hormonal problem a friend of hers had that was helped by birth control, and since it was a medical condition, she thought it should be paid for. And
interesting.
Yeah, I listened to her transcript. And
well, if that's true, obviously we're going to have to take your word for it. If that's true, then that does kind of change,
that
you know,
changes everything, doesn't
the
it?
Whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that Rush was out of line in calling her those names.
He's a misogynist. What's his fifth marriage now?
Well, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily one equals two, but...
Well, I think the man ought to be nutted.
What's that mean? Tell me what that means.
I'm not going to tell you what that means.
It means to cut off your reproductive parts.
Yeah. Oh, part. Yeah.
Or a portion of your reproductive
so parts. So perhaps have an axe to grind.
Oh, in his case, yeah. He's a definite misogynist, and he makes it plain. I don't know why women would ever listen to him in the first place.
He said plenty of outrageous statements, and, you know, I wish I had the catalog of them in front of me at the moment, but I subscribe to an industry newsletter by a gentleman named Holland Cook, and he's a great consultant in the business, and every now and then, like almost every newsletter, there's some crazy outrageous quote from Rush Limbaugh that's even more offensive than what he said in this particular case.
Oh, he's going to make money. You know it.
Because who's going to make money? Rush Limbaugh?
People out there that listen to him.
I don't know if he's going to make money on this.
Facts.
I don't know if he's going to make money on this. He's lost advertisers to his show.
I know, and it just thrills me.
Allie, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe I can find some Rush Limbaugh quotes that are even more outrageous than what he said. He's no stranger to just saying... really insulting things on the air, and she sounds like she's somebody who's listened a few times, so I'll take her word for it. Mark, to nut somebody did you get where I was coming from on that?
Yeah, I figured that's what it was.
You
I
don't
just
remove
wanted
the entirety of your sexual organs, but you'll remove the reproductive portions of them. Does that make sense?
I've got the transcripts here, and I can say that it sounds like she's talking specifically about some of her fellow students wanting contraceptives for the purposes of sex. It's not just entirely.
You're saying Allie was mistaken?
She wasn't talking specifically about one student. I mean, obviously some women, amniocentesis, I think might be the term. I'm a big no expert. You shouldn't take medical advice from me. But I believe that some women take contraception for that particular condition, and it's helpful in that way. But, you know, obviously contraception's for sex, and there's nothing wrong with sex. But this, there's a quote here. Saying last week, a married female student told me that she had to stop using contraception because she and her husband couldn't fit into their budget anymore. Women employed in low-wage jobs without contraceptive coverage face the same choice. This is just one of several people that she's talking about here, and I assume she's mentioning a husband that, you know, that's what we're talking about. Mm. Obviously, you know, at colleges, I have found places where they're giving out free condoms. You can grab a handful.
They're all over the place at college I visited when I was younger.
Right. So, I mean, this is a particular type of contraceptive that they want, and I don't think there's any reason in the world that somebody should be obligated to pay.
Not much I agree with.
For somebody's, whether it's medical or recreational. I don't care what the reason is. It's the obligation that right. bothers me. If you want to, you know, go to some charity that provides medical care for free, and they're going to dish that out, and then they can make a pitch to me in order to get me to donate.
Support horny college kids.
And I, you know, frankly, I spend a good deal of my money on charities. Fine. You know, okay.
I'd have to say I'd pass on supporting
yeah,
a charity.
I feel like if you've got both arms, both legs, and you're able to work, that you can figure out some way or another to get your
right, if you contraceptive. Wanna, right. If you want to have sex, there's costs involved, right? I mean, it's a recreation, and therefore, if you're recreating, whether you be playing some sort of sport or engaging in sexual activity or whatever it is you're doing, most recreational activities have a cost involved, whether it's the gas that it takes to get there or the equipment that you need to do it. This is just the equipment or the costs that are involved in the recreation known as sex. 855-450-FREE. I don't want to pay for somebody's football game, and I don't want to pay for somebody's bedroom habits either. 1-855-450-FREE.
The woman that she was talking about apparently was suffering from polycystic ovarian syndrome, and and it would be helpful for them in a medical circumstance, and that the religious institution was trying to see whether people who wanted the pill were wanting it for medical purposes or wanting it for sexual purposes. And I think that that's, you know, if they're passing it out, that's their choice.
Let's talk to Liam, listening to WNIS in the Norfolk, Virginia area. Liam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's really amazed me over the last several days listening to Rush and Sean Hannity and a couple other shows, and that's all coming up, where it seems to be a problem with the Republican Party in general over this whole election series is that where they've had opportunities to put a really positive spin on a lot of different situations. They don't take the opportunity, and it amazes me, and particularly in this situation. They keep talking about how Michelle Bachmann and Governor Palin have been called these names as well, and sort of trying to victimize them and turn them into victims and say, hey, we have those too. Instead, what they could do is come out and say, hey, well, this happened to these women, but they can move on with their lives. They don't need to cry about it. They can stand up, do their job.
More coming up, Liam. If you got more comments, stick with us. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. And, by the way, we do this thing 7 nights per week. We're live from the Shire. It's one of the fun names that we call New Hampshire. And we're here in New Hampshire, Mark. You and I have been here the last 6 years as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all intending to come to the same place. Now, over 1,000 are already here. And, Mark, we were one of those early movers. We were the first 500, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was like 420, as a matter of fact.
That was your number.
If I'm not mistaken. And so here we are.
Thank God I made it to 421.
Liberty-minded folks have been coming in from all around the country, even from around the world, to get active, to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. So if freedom means something to you, and of course when I say liberty and freedom, I mean like you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. I don't mean like the kind of liberty that those conservative talk shows talk about. They don't care about other people's freedom. They only care about what they want. You have to allow others to be free in order to be truly free yourself. So if you would like to learn more about the Free State Project, head on over to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up there. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And come join the activism, because there's so much to do. And there's a lot that we've got on our plate, and we need 20,000 people here. It's only 1,000 so far. We want to hit 20,000. Over 11,000 have pledged to move, but the more that can move, the better. FreeStateProject.org as we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Liam is still on the line listening to WNIS out of Norfolk. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, Liam, so go ahead.
I think I got out what I wanted to say. I had a quick question, though.
Sure.
I thought you guys were out of New Hampshire. Are you guys on WUNH or...
WUNH? Would that be a college radio station?
Yeah, that's out of Durham there. I used to live in New Hampshire, so.
No, we're not. In fact, we're on a couple stations in New Hampshire, but that's not one of them. Usually a college station won't take our show because it's a commercial radio program, and a lot of those stations are formatted as non-commercial. And so
they're not allowed to air ads that have calls to action, use superlatives, and I think there's one other thing that you're not allowed to do in a commercial.
Right, so we couldn't say, come buy the best product in the world.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't say that if we were on college radio stations. So the answer is no, but we are. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying fair enough.
Yes.
I was just curious. Well.
Liam, glad we could clear that up, and you can get a full list of all of our radio affiliates over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Melissa's on the line, listening all the way over in Washington State to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I noticed, like, no one's been mentioning that Rush later on did apologize for calling that lady some nasty words that he said.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is interesting, is, you know, the pitchforks and torches are still out after the guy said he's sorry, that he, you know, he did the wrong thing, he shouldn't have done it. And it's not like Rush comes out and apologizes every single day. This lady has probably, I don't know how many apologies he's made, but he's probably received one of the very few apologies Rush has made. So, I mean, obviously, it's sincere the guy made it.
I don't know if it's sincere, Mark.
It seems sincere.
How do you know it's obvious that it's sincere?
Because he hasn't made many.
Melissa, your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I think it's sincere. Yeah, I don't listen to him very much. And it's my husband that listens to the radio more often. And I just happen to notice that, you know, like, no one seems to realize that he, you know, did apologize. And, you know, that's hard to get from that guy, you know?
I see where you're coming from on that. And Melissa, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE.
There's not a lot of people in the world that are good at apologies. Apologies are difficult things to make. I mean, you know, it's a hard thing to do. And
did he make his on-air? Because I know there was a written statement. I know there was like a
he
a
had to.
Apology.
I mean, he certainly have talked about the apology he made if he made it on-air. You know, obviously he's done it.
Toll-free number here, 855.
The guy loves to talk about people talking about him, so he's still talking about this stuff.
He's sorry he got caught. That's what he's sorry for.
Why are you making this assessment? I mean, really?
I'm assessing his personality.
I agree with you. He would not have made the apology if there wasn't this hullabaloo over it. But, you know, that's how we find out in life that we've made mistakes.
Sure.
We get feedback from other people. Otherwise, we'd all be a bunch of self-absorbed jerks as life goes by. So, yeah, I mean, believe me, you'll never find out how bad you are at things until you get married and you have somebody who can give you feedback on a regular basis.
Let's continue with Tony, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good night, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm a paramedic, and I was employed at a Catholic hospital in Florida for about a year. And my wife, she has the polycystic ovarian syndrome. She has lupus. She's got a lot of health problems. And the cysts on her ovaries were so bad that she didn't have to just take one type of birth control to moderate those hormones.
Mm-hmm.
She had to take three different types.
Wow. Jeez.
Because one didn't work without the other because of the other medical issues she had. And that Catholic hospital refused to pay. You know, we had a copay. It would have been, it was going to cost us $75 a month for the three, but they refused to cover it at all for 5 months. It was going to cost, if we, you know, out of pocket, it was going to cost us $520 some odd for the three pills.
Yeah, sounds expensive.
And this was them refusing to cover it, you know, even though you were on the health plan with them, presumably because you worked for them?
Yes, and they said, well, we don't pay for contraceptives. And I said, we said, this is not, you know, a contraceptive.
It's not for sex.
Never mind the fact that with the medication she was on, if she did get pregnant, it probably, the baby would have been born with all kinds of birth defects. But the pain that she ended up in, because we just couldn't afford, you know, 500 $6 a month for, you know, for that. You know, we were paying so much for as it was, even with the insurance we had, co-pays for her medications alone, we were paying $600 a month.
And that would have brought the total that you paid to something like $1,200 a month with the $525 added on, right?
Exactly. And so, for 5 months,
let me ask you this:
pay for it.
I got you.
She ended up bleeding. She was in so much pain. She almost lost her ovaries. They almost had to do surgery.
What happened to change their mind?
Well, I guess the doctor finally said, listen, if you don't pay for this, if you don't allow them to get this, then I'm withdrawing. She was she's an obstetrician. She's a very specialized obstetrician.
Mm-hmm.
That hospital has a very special neonatal intensive care unit that she was a very major part of. And if she left...
Wow, so she used her clout.
We weren't the only patients that she was having trouble with.
The
hospital kept saying, oh, well, we don't pay for contraceptives. And listen, this is not a contraceptive.
This isn't about sex. It's about saving someone's life.
And I absolutely agree with this. Did you have any idea that this was going to happen going in? I mean, you went to work for this hospital. You just assumed the Catholic hospital was going to pay for her medications in this case?
Yeah, exactly. And I was working for the hospital before she was diagnosed with the PCOS. So this wasn't like
we were trying to pull one over on
the hospital.
Well, I'm not saying you're trying to pull one over. It sounds to me like a very legitimate medical reason. I mean, I would assume from the outside the Catholic hospitals are going to be very rigid when it comes to prescribing birth control pills, even if those birth control pills are for legitimate medical purposes, because they're going to be rigid on that particular issue.
I'm just wondering.
It came after the fact.
And I'm glad that you guys were able to apply pressure, and I think that that's the kind of pressure that needs to be applied to employers in these circumstances. Because people, this whole issue of contraception is extraordinarily loaded.
Tony, thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with whatever condition. That hopefully she's doing better. Sounds like she might be. Thanks for the call. We're coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring us anything. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you lots of stuff there, and we give it all away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. That is where you can enter Amazon. And we've got different Amazons for different countries. So you start at shop.freetalklive.com, click into the right Amazon for you, and then buy whatever it is you're looking for. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software, be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without fees, and you don't need permission from any bank or government. It's like cash for the internet. To learn how to use them, go to weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. It's bitinstant.com.
We continue taking your phone calls. We've been focusing on the Rush Limbaugh slut comment controversy that has kind of boiled over in the, over the last week and various different aspects of it. You certainly can also bring up whatever you want. Let's go to ladies first. Jill is listening to KFNA in Abilene, Texas on the FM band. Hey, Jill.
Hey, how are you guys?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I really don't want to focus too much on Rush, because if we're all going to have our jaws on the ground acting like this is the first outrageous thing he's ever said, you know what? I'm surprised it took this long for people to be, you know, shocked and appalled. But here's what I really want to get down to. Mm-hmm. And if you'll indulge me, I might be doing a little bit of stereotyping here, but ultimately, when we're looking at society, we kind of have to do that sometimes.
It's hard not to do some kind of grouping.
That's right. What I'd like to do is I'd like to just kind of point out what we're really looking at whenever we're looking at a group of people that are stomping their feet in the ground saying, I can't afford birth control. I can't afford prophylactics. I can't afford to be responsible. Here's what we're really looking at. We're looking at a group of people that, let me just play devil's advocate here and ask you the question. If they can't be responsible enough to hold back just a little piece of their paycheck every month, or if they're not responsible enough to get a job in order to have a paycheck at all, what is the likelihood that they will apply this birth control properly in order to be effective? I really don't think that our money for all of the working class folks who are responsible, if they're going to start robbing me of my cash to put it in the hands of someone to give them birth control, to give them tools that aren't used properly, they're already displaying irresponsible behavior, and we're going to put this in the hands of a girl that we say, okay, we're paying for this, and we're just trusting that you're going to take a pill at the same time every single day, always, consistently, and you will be responsible for the tools that we're putting in your hands. We're kidding ourselves. That's not going to happen.
You're not speaking directly about Sandra Fluke in this circumstance. You're talking about sort of people that want the government to provide them.
She's not the only one. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people.
Sandra Fluke wanted the Catholic school to provide her with the...
It's just an extension of the government if they're taking government money.
I think that you're stretching it awfully far.
Don't all colleges, except for like one, take government money? That's which case, they're extensions of the government.
Okay. Well,
I'm trying to, like I said, we do have to say, okay, maybe I'm stereotyping a little bit, but what I'm looking at is just in general, that person, whomever that person,
I'm with you on the people that want birth control provided by the government in whatever form they want it provided by the government.
Does it matter if it's the government or the church? I mean, right. Either way, they want someone else to cover their costs for their irresponsibility.
It's really strange that if a charity provides birth control, then they're doing eugenics. But if the government does it, then it's just a welfare program. It's a very strange thing. I don't quite get it. But, obviously no tax. I don't think that anybody should be obligated to pay for anybody else's, proclivities, whatever those might be.
Right. Well, and here's the other little side note of what, when I hear people that say, I can't afford this birth control, that's a hard pill for me to swallow. And I know that there really is poverty out there. I know that really is people struggling. But on the other side, I'll just tell you that my experience, the people that I'm running into that are stomping their foot in the ground saying, I need more from the government, I need more from the government, are also carrying a designer purse and smoking cigarettes. They're also, eating out regularly.
Right.
Frugalness is a lost art. We need to go back to the generation that's dying right now, and that is those who grew up in the Depression. We need to go back to them and say, teach us how to be frugal, because it will be a lost art. Nowadays, our idea of being frugal is clipping coupons. We have no we have no idea what frugal means.
Oh, you are a woman after my own heart.
Yeah, you don't throw things away. You rip up a T-shirt and use it as cleaning rags. You know, and people don't know how to do that anymore. So to say,
what do people use for cleaning rags if they don't use ripped up T-shirts? Apparently, I must know what the lost art of frugalness is, because that's what we do at my house.
Well, they don't. They buy disposable wet wipes, Clorox wipes.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
You see, I'm just.
Well, those are useful for cleaning the toilet in certain spots, right?
Sure. The point is, we're dealing with a society that has lost perspective on prioritizing. There's no sense of budgeting. There's no discipline in any realm of
Jill,
our lives.
I think you're right. I think you're pretty much right on. And I think that over time, if things continue to get worse with the economy, people are going to learn the hard way how to prioritize. They're going to learn the hard way how to be more frugal. And I think that that's inevitable for those folks. But you're absolutely right. People are spoiled. They expect things. They've been trained by the government that they just get handouts and they'll be taken care of from cradle to grave. And I'm sorry, you can't count on the government for anything. They may be there now with a paycheck, but that doesn't mean they're going to be there tomorrow. And anybody that's been in the military that's tried to collect their benefits understands this, that the rules can change any time. The Social Security program, of course, has changed over time. And anybody that's paying attention knows none of this stuff is financially stable, and it's all going to go away at some point. So you can't count on the government to do these things for you.
And that's exactly what my point is. I think we have to zoom out a little bit. We're trying to zoom in on this issue of birth control. Zoom out a little bit. Zoom out and say, what is underneath and what is behind this type of request that seems so outrageous to people like me? But zoom out a little bit and you can say, this is a society prioritizing issue. We have a society that needs to go back to the basics. Learn how to manage your money. Learn how to manage your time. Learn responsibility. And then everything else falls into place. When we have this dependency on other entities to tell us how to take care of my money, or rather that you will supply it when I run out, or that I can spend my money on other things because I know that you'll take care of my medical costs and you'll take care of my, you know, whatever my other needs might be. You know, we've got to learn a little bit more self-sufficiency and just overall responsibility. So ultimately, my point is, if we put tools in someone's hands and we're paying through the nose to put tools in someone's hands, we better dadgum make sure that these are responsible people. Otherwise, we're throwing money in the trash can.
Love it, Jill. Someone should give you your own talk show. You are awesome. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And she used the term dadgum.
Dadgum, yes. Awesome. I mean, she knows how to work it.
That's Texas for you.
Yeah. The fact is, when people who want, some kind of handout from the government, and I frankly don't care, I think that the government hands out money to everybody that it does business with, because it doesn't work in the marketplace the same way that individuals making choices with their money works. But if you're smoking cigarettes and drinking beer and you're asking for money because you can't make ends meet, mm-hmm. it is going to make a lot of people very upset. And frankly, I'm an ex-smoker. I know that I wasn't going to go without, but I paid for all my,
And
stuff.
How many college kids do you know that aren't drinking and smoking something?
Well, I mean, it is a Jesuit college. I'm not going to propose to...
Oh, please.
I did work for a priest that smoked cigarettes. It was very strange. I worked at a radio station that was run by a priest, and he'd step outside for a smoke. It didn't look right in the collar and everything, you know?
College kids are notorious for partying, and I'm sure that this lady, if she's having as much sex as she says she's having, she's probably also doing other things with her money.
Who said she was having sex?
Oh, that's a good point. I don't
know. She didn't claim to be having sex.
Was, right? I mean, she wants money for contraception, doesn't she?
She was talking about other people's contraception, and she was there advocating for them. But I just don't... I think that this rings false to a lot of people.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next, 855-453-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.